Hi, welcome to Counting the Beat. I'm Chris and this is my New Zealand music show. Each week I bring you a few New Zealand tracks, something old, something new, sometimes something a little crazy, or just a song that I feel like listening to. Every year, the New Zealand country music community celebrate and recognise their best at the Gold Guitar Awards held in Gore. However, just about every year, the interesting and innovative is overlooked in favour of cliched big hats and cheap shirt country. Take, for example, 2007. A great, thoughtful, lyrically powerful album by the Warren Love Band, sadly but predictably lost out to the Top Twins, whose album Flower Girls and Cowgirls actually came out 2 years earlier, in 2005. Here's a song from Warren's self-titled album. It's called An Autographed Picture of Jesus.
I got an autographed picture of Jesus. I've had it since I was a kid. Now I don't know if he really signed it, but my grandfather told me he did. He signed it right there on the bottom, and he added a personal note. Good living, God bless you, from Jesus. I'll be with you wherever you roam. It's just a beautiful picture of Jesus, and it hangs on the living room wall. The sad, broken eyes of the Savior will follow wherever you roam. Now I know that it ain't no Renoir. It don't cry no tears or bleed. I'm sure you'll never find it in no big city art gallery. It's just a beautiful picture of Jesus, and it hangs on our living room wall. The sad, broken eyes of the Savior follow wherever you roam. Yeah, I know that one day I'll be with him, and we'll walk through valleys of gold, and I'll remind him of that beautiful picture that hung on our living room wall. It's just a beautiful picture of Jesus, and it hangs on our living room wall. The sad, broken eyes of the Savior follow wherever you roam. And he signed it right there on the bottom, and he added a personal note. Good living, God bless you, from Jesus. I'll be with you wherever you roam. I'll be with you wherever you roam.
That was the Warren Love Band, who were nominated for but missed out on a Gold Guitar Award in 2007. This year, I was actually pretty impressed with some of the winners of the Gold Guitars. Jess Chambers won APRA Best Country Song with Stringing Me Along. The song comes from the Woolshed Sessions album, which Jess participated in along with the likes of Lee Preble and Age Prior. The Woolshed Sessions album is a nice album. It's got a laid-back, folky feel that means it gets played on national radio, but it includes enough members of the super cool Wellington music scene to also get airtime on the BNET stations. Jess's self-titled album with the Firefly Orchestra is also well worth checking out. So here's the APRA Best Country Song for 2009, Stringing Me Along. Listening to Counting the Beat. Like the rest of the world, I've jumped on the Twitter bandwagon. You can follow me at twitter.com/countingthebeat. I had a bit of a dig through the crates and found another couple of country songs that won't turn your brain to mush. Like Jess Chambers, the shop band hail from Wellington, but they play a more rocky barroom brand of country. In fact, their first EP was titled Songs About Drinking and Dying. The band also released a self-titled album in 2005, but they've gone quiet since. From the shop band album, here's My Lord.
Lord, let my time die. Be peaceful in the night. Oh, Lord, let my time die. Be like turning out it lights. Oh, but if my time is dying, should be painful and be slow. Oh, and if I wanna make it in, please don't send me down below. No, 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 my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
Already Broken is the title of a 1999 album by another Wellington band, Pit Pony, a vehicle for the songwriting of Stephen Hinderwell. The album has the country elements of banjo, mandolin and lap steel, but it also features a guest vocal from Sheehad's John Toogood. However, the song that I'm going to play, the title track, features the more country-like Catherine George. The album's out of print now, but you may be able to pick up a copy at Slowboat Records in Wellington.
You cannot let me down. You cannot break.
Finish, I've got a classic from 1974. This is Dawn Garmson with her song New Zealand Needs a Country Hall of Fame.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Counting the Beat, a show produced by Chris Walker for Waiheke Radio. In this episode, we heard from the Warren Love Band, Jess Chambers, The Shop Band, Pit Pony and Dawn Garmson. You'll find videos, links and more information at countingthebeat.blogspot.com. And follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/countingthebeat.